Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome back to the Pronunciation Challenge. I'm your host for today. My name is Celine. I'm sure you've heard of the country Romania, right? It's located in the east of Hungary in Europe. However, did you know that below the town's surface, there's an underground theme park inside one of the world's oldest salt mines? The video I want to share with you today is called From Salt Mine to Subterranean Theme Park. It seems like such an interesting place, so hopefully we can make travel plans again and add this place to our bucket list once this pandemic comes to an end. Here's our sentence of the day. In the early 1990s, Salina Turda was carefully converted into a subterranean theme park and museum.
在1990年代初期, 萨利纳图尔达岩矿 被精心改造成地下主题乐园和博物馆。Let
me repeat the sentence again slowly. In the early 1990s, Salina Turda was carefully converted into a subterranean theme park and museum. Here are some pronunciation tips. First of all, in English, when we're reading a certain year out loud, we tend to split the numbers. If you look at the year 1990, it has the numbers 19 and 90. When there's an S after the number, it's referring to that era. Second, remember to pause after reading in the early 1990s, since there's a comma. As for Salina Turda, it's the name of a salt mine located in Romania, so it's okay if you find it hard to pronounce. Last but not least, the words into and a should sound connected, so it's like intua, intua. Keep this in mind if you want to sound more like a native speaker.
跟大家说一下发音需要注意的地方。第一点，我们在讲中文的时候，年份会直接说1990年或是90年代，但是讲英文的时候会把年份分成两个数字。我们今天的句子是1990年代。 所以要念成1990s. 如果要用英文说1984年的话, 就是the year of 1984. 如果是指2020年, 我们会直接说2020. 第二点, in the early 1990s, 这段后面有逗号, 所以念完记得要停顿一下哦. 第三点, Salina Turda是地名, 所以如果觉得发音很困难,也没关系哦. 最后一点, into和a, 记得要连音, 变成intua, intua.
Now, let's move on to our word of the day, carefully. The word carefully is an adverb that describes an action that is done with great attention.
Carefully是副词,意指小心谨慎的,仔细的.
For example, I carefully put the flower vase on the table.
我小心的
It means to give a lot of attention to what you're doing to avoid making a mistake or putting yourself in danger. For example, pedestrians should be careful when they're crossing the street. The second word for today is subterranean. It's an adjective that describes something under the ground.
Subterranean是形容词,意指 地下的.
For example, the lake is connected to many subterranean channels that lead to the ocean.
这座湖连接着许多通往海洋的地下水道.
The prefix sub has the meaning of the words under, below, and beneath. Other words that start with the prefix sub are subway, submerge, and submarine. Subway is a noun that refers to a railway system that runs underground, similar to the MRT that we have in Taipei. It's also the name of a popular fast food restaurant. I'm sure you've had Subway before, right? The word submerge is a verb that describes the action of going underwater and sinking below the surface. The word submarine is a noun, and it's basically a ship that can travel underwater. Researchers have to use a submarine to explore the deep and vast ocean. Words that start with the prefix sub don't always have to do with the words under, below, and beneath. However, sometimes you can still try to guess the meaning of some words by looking at how it's formed.
Sub 这个字首有下方的意思，其他 sub 开头的单字还有 subway 地铁、submerge 潜入水中和 submarine 潜艇。字首是 sub 的单字不一定都有下方的意思，不过很多英文单字都可以看字首字尾来猜整个单字的意思哦。
The third and final word for today is theme. The word theme is a noun that refers to the main subject of a talk, book, or film.
Theme 是名词，意指话题、主题、题材。
For example, the theme for tonight's party is Halloween.
今晚派对的主题是万圣节。
The word theme is most often used in our daily lives on the messaging app Line. Some people enjoy buying different themes online.
Theme 这个字最常出现的地方就是我们平常会用到的 Line 主题，英文叫做 Line Themes.
That's all for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you learned some new words today. Don't forget to leave a recording and share your thoughts with me in the comments below. See you next time!